that bill would have done is provide security for fishermen on the island. If you look at some of the islands like Arranmore and Tory Island, for example, they're surrounded by water, they're surrounded by fish in the water, but they're not allowed to fish. So we've looked at international best practice, European best practice, and introduced legislation which would bring forward a heritage license for island communities to allow them to fish in waters where they traditionally wouldn't be allowed to allow them to have a section of the quota so that they can survive and that they can maintain their families and their communities on the island. This has received majority support in the Dáil, but the government are now blocking this legislation through a mechanism known as a money message, saying that it is too costly because the amount of money that would be spent on stamps sending out these licenses to the island community allows them to prevent the bill from going any further.
But surely that sounds counterproductive if, you know, if these island communities can make money and put money back into the, you know, the economy and help the fisheries in that regard and make a living for themselves.
Exactly, and you know, we've argued very strongly that there is a unique circumstances in relation to the island community, that it's absolutely immoral to not allow that community to fish the waters that they're surrounded them. Like, for generation after generation, it was the waters and the fish within those waters that sustained those communities. And while their new technology and broadband will open up opportunities for the island communities, you know, the natural resources that surrounded it will be one of the life bloods of that community.